Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by Eyewash. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to the show. Each week we bring real conversations from the field, lessons from people who have been through it, the mindset it takes to stay in it when things are not going your way. If you care about development and becoming someone who can handle pressure, you're in the right place. Coach Raddick joins me in the studio this morning. Welcome to the show. Coach, today we're talking about the gap. We are in that right now in our season. What it really takes and why most people do not make it through this part. The reality of the gap for our team is, well, we played 25 games in 24 days, traveled through a ton of states, 5,000 plus miles. We're in third place in our conference right now, 17 and 16 on the season. We are in the gap right now, and we've been in the gap before, but it's never really felt this wide. When we talk about the gap, we're not only talking about our team, but we're talking about that gap in life, the development gap. When you're trying to get better at something, just like when you're a little kid trying to learn how to walk, you never really put that much pressure on yourself. You'd fall down and maybe cry a little bit, but you get back up. You didn't really think too much about what you were doing with your arms or your legs. You just kind of kept moving. And that's what development does look like. And then when you're in sports, it looks a lot different because there's the pressure put on you of seasons. You know, you're going to build for the season. You might be a freshman in high school and you're building for the baseball season or the basketball season or the football season. And then pretty soon you're a senior and you're building for maybe that final season, maybe to keep playing. And you're putting this work in and you're, for the most part, working pretty hard. And you want things to be able to, you know, kind of like a spring bloom for you. And we experience things, and you've experienced things like this too, where sometimes bad luck, sometimes injuries, sometimes things just don't go your way. And you start wondering, like, why is this like that? And that why becomes the gap. And it's just it's not that you're not going to have success. You just might be a little bit early. You got to wait a little bit. So we're in the gap right now. A team, as I said, we're in third place in our conference. We've got a ton of conference games to play, and it's really about, are we going to keep swimming? Are we going to keep getting better? Or are we just going to stay in the gap? What have you noticed about this season? You got to play for a couple years in our program. You've experienced different things, a lot of success in a lot of different ways. You came into the program as somebody that didn't really know a whole lot of people in our program. You know, you didn't really know our coaching staff or things like that. You didn't have a ton of players that you knew. So your eyes were pretty wide open at that point. And then when you came back, it was you were in a spot where you were expected to not only lead, but also play a big part on the field. And so you've seen quite a bit. And now you've transitioned into a role as a coach. And that's been an interesting role too, because it's challenging like anything else. Coaching is, I believe, one of the tougher professions because you're judged solely on wins and losses. So what has been your perspective of the gap this year?
Yeah. So for me, the gap basically boils down to the difference between where you are and where you want to be. And that's kind of the definition that we've been portraying throughout our program. And guys take that a bunch of different ways, but one of the main things that I took away from it is basically, for anyone that says that the baseball season is a long season, it's not. It flies by really fast. And so for us, this season, to not necessarily be exactly where we want to be record-wise, you really got to figure some stuff out, figure it out quick. And so you got to be on point with some of that stuff to narrow that gap and kind of get to where you want to be?
I think you're 100% right, because it does feel like when you start on January 10th and you're talking about going to the 1st of June, it feels like, well, you know, I have 6 months, and you break that down day by day by day by day. And it feels like you have all the time in the world. And when you're talking about development, it seems like that's a long time for development too. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that isn't a long time for development, because we've seen development really happen over 6 week test retest cycles and a lot of different things. So yes, you can get that. But when you have, you know, high standards and high expectations, that gap can be really much bigger than what you necessarily want it to be. One of the things like we've seen, or one of the things I've seen over this is our fifth season at the junior college level, is been that leadership becomes a really hard thing on teams, because you're talking about typically 18, 19, 20 year olds. Their peers are all the same. Nobody's been here for 4 years or whatever. You know, they're all coming in with, just like you did, with fresh eyes. And then we always see the, I can't lead because my stats don't tell me that I can lead. And then we see people that have really solid stats. That doesn't mean that they're leaders. They might try to be leaders, but they're, you know, maybe they're not. And I'm not saying this is across the board by any stretch. I'm just kind of talking about the gap, and I'm talking about one of the bigger things in the gap. If you're going to get to the other side, if that gap is a bridge and you're going over that bridge and it feels like it's a really long bridge to get to where you want to get, one of the more important things for you to keep going over that bridge is leadership. What have you noticed about leadership at the junior college level amongst your peers?
Well, you're definitely not born with it, that's for sure. You got to learn it. I know it firsthand. It didn't come naturally. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if I became the best leader that I could when I was playing, but definitely a muscle that needs to be taught and learned. And that's one of the bigger topics that we teach in our program.
Why do you think it's so challenging? I mean, yes, it needs to be learned, but why is it so challenging? Because it's almost like what I see in the gap is I see people that are afraid to lead because they don't necessarily want to stand out. Do you feel like that's what it is?
It could be a little bit of that. It's also everyone kind of comes in with an ego, mm-hmm. or some type of idea of how mm-hmm. they think it's supposed to go. Yeah. And it usually doesn't end up going that way. So.
Yeah, the egos are imperative for athletes, and we all have egos, whether you're an athlete or you're a coach or you're in the normal civilian world. I mean, like, we all have egos. So those egos are pretty normal, and then they're a little bit higher if you're in the competing world, and those egos get bruised a lot. And it's not just, you know, a lot of people think about like fall and how tough the fall can be, and the egos get bruised there. But holy smokes, they get bruised in season a lot. And then it just comes down to what are you going to do with it? And then when you're in the team environment and you're in the gap, you've got a whole mix of different guys or players, student athletes with different motives of, you know, what they're trying to do for their season. And in our program, we've had a lot of successful teams here, and that's because we've had a lot of great kids and a lot of great assistant coaches. And one of the things that we've noticed is people will typically hold on to the rope. The whole team will show up for lifts. The whole team will show up for games. The whole team will show up for things. They're holding on to the rope. The best teams, you get a majority of the people pulling on the rope. And the best teams also not only have the majority of the people pulling on the rope, but they got the majority of the people pulling on the rope the same way. And what have you seen from leadership on this year's team?
You know, we've got a lot of young guys, so a lot of learning had to be done.
We have 11 sophomores.
Yes, yeah. So definitely definitely not a ton of experience in that aspect. But, you know, those sophomores have been doing as much as they can up to this point, with trying to mm-hmm. plant yeah. that seed with the freshmen.
And we've had freshmen doing the same. Exactly. You know, it hasn't yeah. all been a sophomore thing or a freshman thing, but man, experience matters. And when you're in the gap, experience really matters. Mm-hmm. And to have people telling you, like, it's going to be all right. If you're able to focus on being where your eyes are, where your feet are, if you're able to focus on showing up, if you're able to focus on keep swimming, you know, even if it's upstream, if you're able to focus on that kind of stuff, and that's where leadership comes in, and you have people around you that are telling you, like, hey, just keep going. just keep going. Because when you're at that stage as a student athlete, it feels really tough at times. And as that ego's bruised or anything else, it becomes hard to show up. I mean, you do it, but it doesn't mean it's easy. And, you know, I think realistically, I don't know a whole lot of people, student athletes or not, that just love showing up for a 6 a.m. lift or for MTNC or for bow and arrows or, you know, or for even some of the lesser strenuous things. But, you know, for practice, you know, whether it's indie work or it's hitting or, you know, whatever it might be, it becomes challenging. And that's the gap of a season. And teams go through stretches. Sometimes those stretches are not super long, but they'll go through stretches where they're struggling. Complacency if you're winning a lot, and usually seeds of doubt if you're not, you know, winning a lot. But they go through these stretches, and that's what the gap is. And the best teams are able to figure it out through that gap. The best teams are able to keep stepping. The best teams are able to have a mindset where they're thinking, like, you know, just we're like, man, we're one swing away. We are so close to getting over the bridge. I can't quite see it yet, but man, I can almost feel it, you know. And in our program, we're in the middle of the season at this point, and you know, our field just flooded again. So you want to talk about another gap, third time in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I was able to go out to it this morning. The water finally receded off of it. It did some damage again. It's it needs some work to get it back playable, but it's not as bad as what it's been in the past. So that was pretty positive. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be playing at East Lansing High School this Saturday, or you know, and they were awesome with the administration and the coaches there and everything to allow us to play there. But, you know, this season's no different than any other season. You get a lot of things thrown on your plate, and how do you respond to it? And I think you got to experience a lot of that too, because, you know, as I said earlier in the show, you know, there was a lot of expectations for your playability last year, and you were doing really well, and then you got hurt, and you know, that's a gap, and it's pretty hard to show up at that point, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It's like you said, I mean, it's really easy to show up when it's sunny and 75, yeah, or you're doing awesome and you're healthy. But, you know, when stuff starts not to go your way, that's when you kind of make that transition from being a leader. You have that choice to make that transition to be a leader, or maybe pull back on the rope, or have that poor mentality. Our program, we have a lot of stuff that we throw at them where they fail. And so during those practices or those workouts or tough situations, that's when you kind of rely on those true leaders to kind of get those guys to pull on the rope, even when they don't want to.
Yeah, a large piece of it is just expecting fast results, mm-hmm, and then not necessarily always getting fast results. And in sports, we're kind of conditioned today to see the results. If you watch the clips, whether it's on social media or on the TV, you're going to see the end of the game. Highlights, typically you might see something at the beginning, but for the most part you're seeing the end results for things. And I think we all want to get there in the sports world. We want to have those great teams. We want to have those great cultures. We want to have the great players. We want to make an impact. I think that's universal for everybody. It's that gap is the most important thing. When you're in the gap, what do you do with it, and how do you respond? When you have everything going your way and you get injured, how do you respond? When you come into a program and you get redshirted, maybe it's because of injury or whatever it could be, how do you respond? Because that gap between your redshirt season and the next season beginning, although it feels like it's a long way away, it's really not. And what you do on that bridge, what you do on that gap, makes all the difference, because seasons are going to come and go, you know, and it's just an interesting time. And that's part of the reason why I brought it up, because I feel like on this podcast, we talk a lot about, you know, development and leadership, and we talk with some incredibly smart people that we have on the show and very unique perspectives. And then we don't talk about necessarily the hard times, the gaps, and what it takes to get through them. And how important, when you're on that bridge, of having leadership. And if you can't lead on your own, then having somebody else around you to help lead. And our team's still learning that kind of stuff. They're still learning how to win. They're still learning what it takes. And a lot of that comes down to experience, and experience matters. We watched Michigan win a national championship in men's basketball. And I think I read that their starting lineup's average age was 22 years old. And, you know, that matters. That's a big difference between 18, right? And you kind of think about, like, where you're at versus when you first came into college baseball. I mean, there's been some serious growth there, right? Not only mentally, but physically too, of course. And some of that growth wasn't going to happen in a fall session. This growth has taken some years to be able to accomplish. And I'm sure your bridge, you're still on your bridge as well. And it's like, what do you got to do? You got to have some leadership around you. That's where contagious proximity comes in, and about who you're around and stuff like that. And the ability to have a mindset to be able to think like, keep going, keep fighting, keep pushing, not tear yourself down, because I know you've seen it. I know you've done it to yourself, but when things get hard, the amount of self-destruction that I've seen as a coach that players do to themselves is not only sad, but also very prevalent. Mm-hmm. If you noticed it with yourself and others that you played with.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So my freshman year, I wouldn't even really consider myself a baseball player. I just kind of played the game because it was something I was kind of decent at. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what level I could get to, but it took a lot of failure to get past and a lot of success to know that I can do that stuff. So without those experiences, I wouldn't even be close to where I am today.
Yeah, experience matters a ton. And how do you get that experience? I think you just keep swimming, you keep walking across that bridge and keep understanding, like, it's going to be a little bit windy, it might be raining, snowing, it might be, you might be that fish that is swimming upstream. But as long as you keep swimming, that's by far the most important thing you can do. And at some point you will be able to get to the other side. And then once you get to the other side, you're going to have another bridge and another gap, you know, that you need to keep working through. And without a doubt, leadership, consistency, those kind of things are super important. But believing in yourself is by far the biggest thing. So I appreciate you coming on the show today. We've got to get to a practice now. You know, it's up to 40 degrees here in Lansing. So it's definitely warming up, beautiful weather. Still not at our field yet, as I said earlier, but we'll be back at our home field in Muni real soon. So consistency is the only thing that shows up every day. And that is why it wins. You do not need more motivation. You need more reps. The gap between where you are and where you want to be is filled with hard work. And most of it is hard work you have not done yet. Winning fades, habits last. Excellence is not a destination, it's who you become in the process. Thank you to everyone who continues to listen, share, and support this journey. We're all playing a game we cannot win, so why not go all in and go Stars?
Coach Cuts Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.